Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof! The roof! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome back. Very special guest. So I've told you guys before in the past that I took this amazing leadership class. In fact, we're going to hear from Dr. Thomas Pranowitter a little bit later on. And he was one of the main professors in this leadership class here in Connecticut that I've taken. And they got a lot out of it. One of the great students in that class was a gentleman that we're going to bring on right now. His name is Stephen Daniel. He's written a book. And you're going to really gravitate towards this book. It's called The Second Amendment, Rediscovering the Inalienable Right to Firearm Ownership and Self-Defense, Second Edition. And again, Stephen Daniel, author, is joining us. Stephen, how are you, man?
I'm great, Lee. Thanks so much for having me.
So wait, if it's a second edition, is the first edition was when? When did that come out?
The first edition came out earlier on. I had a strong conviction that I needed to get it out. And that book was actually the reason I think I got into the Charter Oak leadership program.
Gotcha.
If I had waited even a couple more weeks to release it, then it would have, like, it wouldn't happen. I would have missed that whole class, my whole opportunity.
All right. So just give everybody a little bit of background on you and what makes you an authority to write a book on the Second Amendment.
Oh, man, I don't think I'm an authority at all. I think the Founding Fathers are the authority on the issue, and that's what that book is exactly about. I'd say two-thirds of it are direct quotes from all throughout the constitutional period of the country. You know, there's this idea of, you know, well, we have this argument of the Second Amendment being, oh, it's either a well-regulated militia, you know, grant of power, some weird, you know, government power. And then there's this other narrative that, oh, it's about individual rights. And so the book really challenges the well-regulated militia argument.
So we know that progressives will roll their eyes when they hear the term well-regulated militia, but in all the extensive research that you've done, tell me what well-regulated militia means to you.
Sure, sure. And I think the very first thing we have to look at is just the argument itself. That, again, they're suggesting to you that the second article in a Charter of Rights is actually some kind of massive and undefined power granted to the federal government. And if that doesn't give you enough pause right off the bat, I think you need to go back to your history books and rediscover our Constitution. So diving into it even further, they get hung up on just two things. You can divide this argument into kind of two different aspects, one being the well-regulated argument and the other being the well-regulated, you know, the militia argument, let's say. The well-regulated argument suggests that Congress has this massive power to make any regulation basically at once. You could summarize it as well-regulated means lots of regulations. What's really interesting about that is the history says the exact opposite. I mean, it basically says, to summarize, that well-regulated, in this case of a militia, means a citizen that was trained in firearms and proficient in basic military tactics. And don't take my word for it, you can listen to Alexander Hamilton himself in Federalist 29, one of the lost quotes in the Federalist Papers that they don't really want to discuss. He said, to oblige the great body of the yeomanry and other classes of citizens, let me repeat that, classes of citizens to be under arms for the purposes of going through military exercises and evolution as often as might be necessary to acquire the degree of perfection which would entitle them to the character of a well-regulated militia. So the idea that well-regulated meant lots of regulations, not really supported by any Federalist or Anti-Federalist views that I could find in the constitutional period. The militia argument, going on to the next part of that argument, they say things like, well, we don't have really the militia anymore. We have the National Guard. We have the military. And these are the new militias. And so militias were, you know, gun rights were tied to militias. So that means citizens don't need them anymore. Don't have to have them or not or shouldn't have them. And what's even more interesting about that is that I have three pages at least of quotes from the Founding Fathers saying that the militia are actually the citizens.
Mm.
And furthermore, other quotes of different anti-federalists, I think it was Brutus, explaining the differences between a standing army, that is soldiers, professional soldiers, and citizens, saying that they're not even the same class of people. So these people, I mean, ultimately, you take this argument of the opposition, and they, all it amounts to are just, hey, we don't like guns, we don't want citizens having guns, so we're just going to make stuff up, pretend that it's a part of the historical record, and hope that no one fact-checks us. And this book is a direct response to those people.
For me, the most important line in the Second Amendment is to defend against a tyrannical government. And we've seen this in our lifetime, where countries like Russia, China, Cambodia, Germany, killing hundreds of millions of their own citizens. So it's not impossible. It was something the Founding Fathers foresaw. They knew it was a possibility. And for me, that's the most important part of the Second Amendment. How dare you try to take away my right to defend myself against a tyrannical government?
Absolutely. And the Founding Fathers were so well-informed of history and so well-informed by Enlightenment thinkers like John Locke, who had very strong views on self-defense, self-protection, self-preservation, and defending yourself against a tyrannical government. And, you know, I would tell people, yes, like, they're correct when they say the primary reason for the Second Amendment is to keep an armed population. So just in case the government ever became tyrannical and started to commit atrocities against the people. But I would suggest to you that, you know, it's a bit more broad than that. And
right.
Not too far from that. But tyranny can come in many forms. It can come in the form of a government. It could come in the form of a group of men coming after you. It could be a single man coming after you. It could be someone invading your home. Tyranny is a broad subject. The founders despise. And part of the Second Amendment is to defend against all kinds of tyranny in all the forms that it could show up in. And they repeatedly say such in the constitutional period. We can focus directly at the first Congress when they are drafting the Bill of Rights and drafting the Second Amendment, and all the commentary from that time period proves that there is the Second Amendment is all about individual rights. But we can look at the other periods too. We can look at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. We can look at the text of the Constitution itself. We can look at the Federalist Papers, look at the Anti-Federalist Papers, look at the documented history from the 13 state ratifying conventions. You could even go beyond what's in the book and start reading individual papers from each individual founding father. And what you find is a unanimous vision of how they felt about arms, how they felt about armed and disarmed citizens, how they felt about tyrannical governments, the right to revolution, and the natural right of self-defense.
A light goes on in your head, and you make this huge decision to put all this time and effort into this book about the Second Amendment?
You know, I was just reading through a historical record on my own. I decided that I wanted to be someone who actually read all the Federalist Papers instead of just kind of talked about them. And you're going through this, and you're like, wow, I never saw this quote before, like the well-regulated militia quote. I never saw this one, never saw this one. I'm going to put these down. I'm going to copy-paste these, put them on the computer, and, you know, do something with them. And then at the same time, I decided to also read the judicial decision. I read the dissent of the Heller decision by Justice John Paul Stevens, and was so appalled by that when he makes this claim that there's no evidence supporting basically a gun rights narrative. While at the same time going to my other case, looking at all these quotes from the Federalist Papers, and I just thought to myself, the people need to know about this. The people need to know their history. And so I just went as far as I possibly could. And the book is the result.
The big argument now is, well, why do you need that kind of a gun? Why would you need an AR-15? Why do you need this gun? Can you get into that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, what I say to those people is, when did you get the authority to decide or have a say in the kinds of property that I can and cannot own? Why are we talking about deciding, having person A decide what person B can have? It's just a strange concept. I don't even accept the premise at all.
Right.
Like, I'm not here to justify, you know, my rights to property.
All right, Stephen, I'm looking at the clock on the wall. We're running out of time. Could talk to you for hours, and we'll definitely bring you back. But where can folks find you? Where can they go back and forth with you? Because I'm sure a lot of folks, after reading this book, are going to want to sort of pick your brain on some of the content within this book.
Actually, they can find me on Twitter. That's where I'm the most active.
Okay.
That's where I'm checking that all the time, having tons of fun arguing with people and discussing things. And if you go to the Amazon page where my book is at, my Twitter handle is in there. It's kind of like actual converse stuff. because that's the name of the podcast at the time. But I kind of kept the handle because I made a lot of connections here. I didn't want to just throw it in the trash. But if you can find it on Amazon in the bio in the description of the book.
What's the one misconception that you run into the most when you're out there talking about the Second Amendment?
I mean, ultimately, that the people that try to dissuade you from owning a gun, I think it's like if you're willing to take on that responsibility, I think you should do it. You know, it's obviously a huge responsibility, and it comes with, like you said, you have to know things about guns. You have to train. You have to be proficient with them. It's a huge responsibility, but if you're willing to take on that risk, essentially, you should do it. And part of the ending of the book kind of talks about the consequences of what happens when you're not armed, when the people aren't armed. What are the potential things that they could suffer from?
Right.
And what have disarmed people said when they were suffering about firearms? Did they wish that they had them at the time? Did they wish that they might have resisted when they saw tyranny in their face, but they were too scared to do anything about it? The last chapter of the epilogue kind of talks about that stuff. So, yes, I mean, ultimately, what I want people to know is that whether government says you have a right or not, you always have the right to self-preservation, to always have the right to the means of self-defense. That is arms, weaponry. That is your inalienable right, despite what government may say about it.
All right, my friend. Listen, I appreciate you giving us some time today. One more time, where can folks get this book?
Amazon.com. Just put in Second Amendment, spell the word out. Book Rediscovering. It should be the first one up. A blue book with a couple of two firearms on it.
All right. Listen, guys, if you're a Second Amendment advocate and you want to read a great book, this is it, The Second Amendment, Rediscovering the Inalienable Right to Firearm Ownership and Self-Defense. Again, our friend Stephen Daniels. Stephen, thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Lee. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around.
This is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GALLON for a $5 bonus.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. If you're looking for Wayne Allyn Root, he's got the week off. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. I broadcast every single day here in Connecticut, actually broadcasting from the very studio that I do my morning show here, right between Boston and New York City, out over these great stations across the entire country. And I was talking about something last week. I just want to bring it up here for a second. I was talking about whether or not people can really change. And it got really deep. Like, can people literally change the essence of their being? And I got a lot of emails regarding this. In fact, Edward writes into me, can a zebra really change its spots? And he agreed with me. He doesn't think that they actually can. And what I mean by that is, yes, you can alter your life to a certain extent. You can make it better. If you're an alcoholic, you can stop drinking. You can, you know, do the 12 steps. If you're a gambling addict, same idea. Drug addict, same idea. You can sort of masquerade, put mascara or makeup on what is you. But that still is you, right? You are, to the bone, an alcoholic. Or if you're a cheater, like say you're a habitual cheater on your wife. You go and step out on her all the time, or vice versa if a wife is doing it to her husband. And you're caught or not caught or whatever, but you decide to make a change. But you're always a cheater. That saying, once a cheater, always a cheater, it's in you. Like, if you've done it once, you can do it again. So my question is there really a pathway to change the essence of who you are? And actually, I don't think there is. Like, you can change the
the look. You can change your look. You can lead a productive life. Like I said, if you were a bad person in your teens, you certainly can change that. Even if you're a bad person into your 20s and 30s, 40s, you can have that come to Jesus moment and change your actions. But I don't know if that changes what and who you are. I think that stays with you. Right? I mean, if you're a thief, let's say you lived your life as a thief, and all of a sudden you decide not to steal anymore. Inside of you is that thief, right? And same goes for, let's say, the adulterer. Like, even if your wife takes you back and you're sitting in bed, whatever, or let's say you have to go to work at a strange hour, your wife's going to be thinking that you're out cheating on her. And maybe you see a girl walking by with a certain look that attracts your eye. You might be willing to, or maybe even if you made that commitment not to, but it's in you. You've done it before. You've done it once, you do it again. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a liar, always a liar. I mean, do you think I'm wrong about that? Do you think that there is room for somebody to really change? Not the cosmetic part of it, but really change. Are you born into a certain predisposition? Or maybe that's not fair. Are you, over the early stages of your life, are you created a certain way that's unbreakable, like unchangeable, to the core, to the essence? Again, you can make a different life for yourself, a different life path, which is good, which I guess is answering my own question. But inside of that liar or thief or pedophile or murderer, there's always a pedophile. There's always a murderer. They always exist. And how you eliminate that is, I don't know if you can. Right? I don't know. I mean, if you believe in a God, maybe God can absolve you of those heinous traits when your time on this plane is over. But I don't know. I think I believe more in the line of, once you are the way that you are, that's the way that you are. And although you can make small changes, you are always going to be what the essence of you is supposed to be. Which is why I don't think you can save people. I don't think that some people are beyond saving. Some people cannot be fixed. Some criminals cannot be rehabilitated. Some really just bad, nasty, ugly human beings will never see. I never see things any other way. All right. Listen, I got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to talk to author George Leach, who's got an interesting look or an interesting idea of what America could look like, let's say, if the progressives end up winning. All that and more will come right back. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 $1 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. President Biden says a drone strike over the weekend in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who became the leader of the terrorist group after the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Zawahiri had a $25 billion bounty on his head, Biden adding that there were no civilian casualties. This as the United States withdrew from Afghanistan in August of 2021. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. So, special guest joining us right now. Now, I got to be honest, we almost never do books about fiction. Every once in a while, we do that, and today's one of those days. So, joining us right now is author and columnist, author George Leaf is joining us, The Awakening of Jennifer Van Arsdale. So, I appreciate this, and let's sort of go back and talk a little bit about you before we get into the novel. Tell everybody a little bit more about you and if they've heard the name and where they can find out more.
Okay, well, brief story. I did law school back in the 1970s, decided that wasn't really my cup of tea. Wound up almost by accident teaching at a small college in Michigan, taught economics, philosophy, business law for about 10 years, and then wound up in the think tank world, working for a thing that focuses on higher education. And my 10 years of teaching gave me a pretty jaundiced view of what had become of higher education in America. The standards were falling. Courses were becoming more politicized. And ever since 1999, here with the James G. Martin Center, where I've been working ever since, we focus on what's gone wrong in higher education. I spent all those years writing books, articles, papers, essays, and so forth on public policy topics, mostly education, labor law, and other topics as well. And then I got the idea in 2020 for a novel.
Hmm.
And what gave me the idea was the horrific prospect in the 2020 election that the left was going to get what they wanted, total control. And that was a pretty frightening prospect. What would happen, I thought, if they got total control and could cement that total control over a span of, let's say, 8 years? Well, that became the premise for my novel. What if the left got their way, had total domination for 8 years, would there be any chance of America ever making a comeback?
Hmm.
Or would we be past the point of no return? So that was the premise for the book, and I started to think, yeah, maybe there would still be a chance, a slim chance, and how could it happen? So I invented my characters and started writing, and once I got started, I couldn't stop. It was just one of those projects I had to see through to the end.
It's a fascinating hypothetical. It's interesting, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to have you on today, because it is something we talk about a lot here, those types of hypotheticals, and what would happen if, in fact, there was one party rule for that long. And I don't know what your political ideology is. I have no idea. But progressives are clearly moving the country in a specific direction. Do you think that these folks genuinely feel like they're doing the right thing, or is this more sinister?
Well, there are some sinister people in that movement. In fact, I think there's a lot of sinister money behind it. But I think most of the people are true believers, and they are true believers because that's what they've been told. That's what they've been taught. And they've been taught because the education system in the United States has become a wholly owned subsidiary of the left, and it's been that way for decades, and is becoming rapidly worse. They're becoming much more blatant about using public education for propagandizing purposes. Young people these days come out of school thinking terrible things about America.
Right.
They're primed with these ideas to believe we must transform the country. We have to throw over all those terrible traditions of America, like private property and limited government, individual responsibility, and establish a new collectivism. These are basically collectivists, and they've been brought up that way. They will never listen to counterarguments. In fact, what they've been told is that anyone who argues with you is just a bad person. So don't listen, don't argue back, don't think, just attack them viscerally. And that speaks to much of what's going on in our education system from top to bottom.
But there are smart people. There are educated people. They must realize that this way of doing business on a government level doesn't work. It doesn't work anywhere. Everywhere that you bring this kind of socialistic atmosphere to or agenda to, quality of life drastically drops. They have to see this.
Yes, you would think they would see that, but they're not inclined to look at history. They're always inclined to focus on their own vision of what could be, and they never want to look at what has been. And when you bring up the failures of socialism and the horrors of communism, well, they say, well, next time it'll be better. Better people will run things in the future.
Right.
Better people like us. And the problem, of course, is that nobody can or should try to run a great society. Society must be free. People must be free. That's why this country worked as well as it did for so long, because we were free of domination. And that was the original idea behind liberalism, a word that I think deserves to be revived and used properly.
Mm.
America was a liberal country, meaning people were free. Their property was free. Their rights were protected. But no longer. Now these so-called progressives, they have their ideas on what they want to do to run society, and if your freedom gets in the way, well, then your freedom has to give way to their collective vision. Now, Thomas Sowell called it the vision of the anointed. And that's what these people live for, their own visions of how great things would be if only we were in control.
Fascinating that you bring that up. I do have a very left-of-center friend who uses the word liberalism, and he always says it's gotten a bad context here in the last 20 years. It's not a dirty word. George Leaf, he's got a book out, The Awakening of Jennifer Van Arsdale. It's a novel. You can also find out stuff that he's written. You can just Google his name. Is there another website folks can go? Is there like a website that you're completely attached to that's all yours?
Well, not one that's all mine, but what I hope your readers will or your listeners will do is check out my book. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. Read lots of reviews there. And also maybe check out the place I work, the James G. Martin Center. If you're concerned about what's going wrong in education in America, we have been saying a lot about that for more than 20 years.
Even in places where you think it doesn't exist, there is that mission creep from the left that just pops up in every classroom.
Yeah, the left wing has taken over most of the faculty positions and almost all administrative positions. You can't get hired as a dean, a provost, a college president, unless you put out all the virtue signals that the progressives expect, unless you talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion as the most important thing in education. And also, you have to be hostile to people who disagree with you. And so that's why we see higher education leaders.
Right.
Good example. At University of Pennsylvania, Professor Amy Wax, an excellent law professor over many decades there, is now in deep trouble because she has voiced some opinions that irritate the left wing. They want her fired. And the dean, instead of speaking up, say, well, you know, she's an academic, she's entitled to academic freedom, and if you don't like what she says, you can disagree with her. Oh, no. They're taking steps to actually revoke her tenure and fire her. That's the mindset that now dominates within most of our educational institutions. If you don't agree with left-wing tropes and left-wing notions, out you go.
All right, so by the time this last or next election cycle is up in 2024, we'll have 4 years of this progressive mindset. Previously, we had 8 years of it. Before Trump came in, and it was that blip on the radar, whether you love him or hate him, and he was an interruption to the Obama-Biden agenda. Folks can get this on Amazon, The Awakening of Jennifer Van Arsdale, by our friend, new friend, George Leaf. George, you sent me this email this morning, says we have an affinity for baseball and dogs. Yeah, how many dogs do you have now?
Well, two dogs. Currently, we lost one not too long ago. We have two Maltese dogs and just love them to death.
Yep.
And also we have the baseball.
What's your team?
Well, I grew up with the Milwaukee Braves. So you know how old I am. The first game I ever went to, my dad took me to the last game of the '58 World Series against the Yankees.
Wow.
And unfortunately, the Braves lost that game and lost the series 4-3. But I was a baseball junkie then, and still love the game, even though it's not as good as it used to be. I don't think.
No, it's not. It's not.
Just love baseball.
So, you know, we were talking about this, about the disconnect. Here's what I think is wrong with baseball. Tell me if I'm wrong. And I think the players now, believe it or not, are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, they hit the ball farther, they throw the ball faster, they're better athletes than, you know, when you started watching in the 50s, and certainly when I played, they're better athletes. You know what? There's a disconnect, though, between the average everyday fan and the players. I hate to say it, being a, you know, a true blue capitalist, I think they make too much money. I think it's hard to relate. Back in, I always say this, back in the 50s and 60s, yeah, Yankee fans would ride the subway with the players. Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's different.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying we got to go back there, but when you're talking on the sidelines, when, you know, David Ortiz is interviewing somebody in the dugout during the All-Star break, and their big concern is whether they're going to take a private jet home or a commercial jet home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for people to relate to that. All right, listen, my friend, it was fun talking to you. I got to go. I'm out of time now. But tell everybody where they can get the book again one more time.
All right. The title is The Awakening of Jennifer Van Arsdale. My name's George Lee, L-E-E-F. Look for it on Amazon, or you can find it at Barnes & Noble. I think you can buy it at Walmart. And if you give it a try, I think you'll find it's a fast, fun read. And especially if you believe that we need to rebuild the culture of liberty in America, this is the book you're going to enjoy.
Great conversation, my friend. I got to run.
I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off all week long, so you got me. I want to wrap tonight up with a couple of emails from some of our listeners out there. And Asher writes in and says, I've been a long-time listener, and I wanted to add to the conversation that you were talking about earlier today about people getting away with little or no punishment for obvious crimes in public. I personally know a guy who has previously committed violent crimes, has a violent crime conviction on his record. He is a felon and just recently got sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. He was in court for over a year for shooting in a public place in a public restaurant. They found bullet casings inside of his car. After all the court proceedings they wrapped up, he was convicted of possession of ammunition by a felon. After the shooting, after the gun, all of that. He says he just wants to know what I think about this. And thank you for standing up. I think in this one email you encapsulate everything that is wrong with the judicial system here in the United States of America present day. We have no concern whatsoever for the community. None. It's always about how can we minimize the actual sentence, minimize the time somebody spends in jail, minimize that portion of it, and maximize the threat to the community. Because somebody like this should not be out. Last week there was a video that was raging on the internet, went viral, where a police officer and a young teenager, I think, in a subway in New York City were literally having a fistfight. Well, another cop, two cops watched, which was pathetic, by the way. But they just slugged it out. Okay? And eventually they caught the guy again. Second time in a week, he was let out of prison 4 days earlier for an armed robbery. What we're seeing, again, time and time and time and time again, is the coddling of criminals. And this is why people die. This is why family members that you may know have died. Friends that you may have died. We're on all these great stations across the country, a lot of reach. And I know there are people listening to me right now who have lost a loved one because of a lax judicial system. Someone gets out. Now, I'm not saying don't give people a second chance. I'm not saying there's not a middle ground for nonviolent crimes. I'm for that. I get it. There's youthful indiscretion. All of it. I understand it. But if you're committing violent crimes and then getting back out on the street with no bail and no real time in a jail cell anywhere, that's gross negligence. And it from the top down, it comes from your politicians because that's what they want. They want these monsters back out in the street. They enjoy that. That's part of this chaos that they're trying to unleash on the American public. I really believe that. I do. I don't think there's any other way you can explain it. If you're of sound mind and body and you have rational thought, which I understand progressives a lot of times do not have rational thought, but if you've gotten to the point where you're holding a public office, I have to think you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That being said, the idea that you are going to allow convicted felons, rapists, people of assault, murder in some cases, to get out of prison with slaps on the wrist or spending very little time behind bars, that cannot be anything but sinister. There's really no other play. There has to be the powers that be want to endanger you. Because they're not stupid people. We know that. They've risen to a point in their life where they've grabbed a certain amount of power. They're unleashing these criminals on us every day. Every single day. And then when something happens and something breaks and someone goes in and shoots up a school or shoots up a grocery store, then they scream and they want to take your guns. So they want to leave you out in public defenseless against hardened criminals who they are coddling. Think about that for a second. Think about what kind of a person wants to do that to another person. Somebody who holds a certain amount of power and their word carries weight. They're going to advocate for hardened, stone-cold killers, criminals, felons, back out on the street. And not giving you an opportunity to defend yourself against them. That combination has been lethal for a lot of people. Think about your politician. Think about that when you go voting. Because that, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is a crime in itself that they would do. All right, I see the clock on the wall means I have got to go. Thank you so much. Night number one is in the books. My name is Lee Elsey. I will be back here tomorrow night. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.